I look longingly at the radiant phone on my coffee table. My anxious mind practically projects a hologram of my mother onto my coffee table surface, though. I jump back. Yikes, I announce to the radiant device. Gotta keep this separated. I check the time. The best way I know to separate my anxious feelings from the facts of my current safe reality is through music and dance, preferably with someone else yelling at me so I can't try to bail out when I feel overwhelmed. That is, I can still bail out of a studio ballet class at any time, but I will have to face the social shame of just randomly walking out in the middle. I'd have to leave, without explaining, since it's rude to interrupt, and probably everyone will wonder, at least a little, what happened. Then, the next time I show up at class, there would be questions. Usually my anxiety resists compounding itself like that, which is precisely why I make myself take adult ballet classes at a local studio. I know I said I quit ballet, but mostly what I quit is trying to be good at ballet. Adult classes carry their own shame for me. Namely, why am I slithering into a tutu like a 10-year-old girl, but there are enough older people in the class that I can't be too mean to myself about it? I'd never tell them that they shouldn't be taking ballet, so why am I telling myself that? I arrive in the studio parking lot with 15 minutes to spare before the evening adult session. I wave at the receptionist but head straight into the changing room to put on my black leotard and pink tights. The familiar ritual of securing my hair into a tight bun calms my racing thoughts about my mother and the faceless ghost named Gregory Wilson. The studio is humid, warm, and bright, with floor-to-ceiling mirrors reflecting the classroom lights. Six other women of various ages and body types chat quietly as they stretch at the bar. The instructor, Madame Renee, a lithe woman in her 50s with silver-streaked black hair, nods approvingly as I enter. I wish she wouldn't. I feel naked enough in ballet gear as it is, and being perceived by someone around my mother's age doesn't always help.
Adore, so good to see you back. We missed you last week,
she says. Work, I lie cheerfully, taking my usual spot at the bar. Madame Renee doesn't need to know I had an anxiety attack last week and stayed home. That'd just make her concerned about me. In my experience, once someone starts pitying you, they never truly stop. I'll always feel less than, and I'm sick of having to find new ballet studios because I've had to flee the last one. Atlanta has a good dance scene, but it's not infinitely supplied with adult classes. Nowhere is. As the warm-up music begins, Sleeping Beauty Today, my body responds automatically to Madame Renee's instructions. It's her job to drill in me the motions she wants, and it's my job to be a moldable doll in her hands. I love that fact. This is exactly what I come here for, the feeling that even if I don't necessarily belong, I at least know what I'm doing. Plié, relevé, tendu. Easy like 1, 2, and 3. The familiar movements ground me, although somehow, even after a million years of ballet lessons, I have to force myself to remember what the arms and foot positions are for each number. If I don't, Madame will tap me with her cane. The fear instills a focus in my mind that displaces my worries about my mother's matchmaking schemes. Those will still be there tomorrow, but Madame's stick is here right now. In fact, it's right next to me.
Beautiful extension. Now carry that confidence into your arabesque.
Huh, that was unexpected. Beside me, a woman smiles encouragingly.
She never compliments me like that,
she whispers during a brief pause. She will, I reassure her. It's taken me a while to earn those compliments. As the class progresses to center work, I feel my body loosening. If I don't focus and stay present, then I can literally cause a collision. So my body is forced to pay attention instead of dissociate. The results are that tension melts away with each jeté across the floor. The physical exertion clears my mind in a way nothing else can, not even work. Here, there are no expectations except those I place on myself. My mind cannot disobey my body when my body is obeying the demands of the music. Thank goodness for Tchaikovsky, am I right? When the final reverence is concluded, I usually scramble to stay with the pack as we all gather our things. After this morning's luxurious stretches, though, some rebellious part of me insists on reminding itself of that pleasure. My body refuses to cede control to my mind, and I stretch slowly at the bar, savoring the pleasant ache in my muscles. I love working out like some people love spicy foods, and I suspect it's for similar reasons. But damn it, just my luck. The delay means I'll have to talk to a person. Madame Renee is approaching me. Her keen eyes are assessing me. Is she mad at me? Is she going to correct me?
Something is different about you today, Adore,
she says. My mind is still on edge despite this neutral opening. Anything could come out of her mouth next.
Your movement has more freedom today. Less held restraint and more fluidity. It's safer for you, and it looks better.
Oh. Huh. What do I say to that? I feel heat rise in my cheeks. I wonder if my lustful thoughts about my own muscles are somehow visible in my dancing. I say noncommittally, thank you. She smiles at me.
Whatever you did, please keep at it. Dance is not just technique. It is an expression of the self. And today, you expressed more of yourself than usual.
Thanks, I repeat weakly. She turns and releases my gaze, so I scamper for the exit. If I can just make it to the car without speaking to anyone else, then I can count today as a win. But as I leave the studio, I can't help but linger a little. I take the time to notice how good the surprisingly cool evening air feels against my flushed skin. I walk more slowly towards my car. No one is approaching me. I'm safe to relax as much as one can by having to do the usual safety checks involving a big vehicle. I'm still a little wary, but I realize the ballet class has accomplished exactly what I wanted. My mother's voice has dissipated from my body, and now there is room for anticipation for tonight's exercise. Assuming I can drive home safely, I'm minutes away from a different kind of dance. It'll be one performed for no audience but myself.